Hi, this is Kelly Sapercha from Mortlach, Saskatchewan in Canada, and today I'm here to review Chillingham, a new game from Bevisoft. After receiving a desperate letter from your friend Lily, you travel to the village of Chillingham and begin your quest to find her, while at the same time fighting just to stay alive. During your adventure, you'll encounter crazy characters, lots of puzzles, various enemies, and more. Because this is a self-voicing game, it is very important that you shut down your screen reader before loading the game, otherwise the arrow keys will not work properly. Before starting this game, I'd just like to take you into the programs group and show you what's in the Chillingham folder. So, I'll press the start menu key.
Start menu. Kelly submenu.
And for this part of the demonstration, I'm using JFW 5.0 with the DuckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer. I'll press P to get into the programs group.
P. JAWS 50s.
And B to get to the Bevisoft group.
B. Chillingham submenu.
And we're on the Chillingham submenu, so I'll press enter.
Enter. Chillingham.
And there are two items in this submenu. The first is to start the game.
Uninstall Chillingham.
And uninstall.
Chillingham.
So we're back on Chillingham. I'm going to press the Alt key.
Leaving menus.
To get out of the start menu. And now I'll press insert, and while holding it down, press F4.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS for Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS for Windows?
Yes, I am, so I'll press enter.
And
JAWS is now shut down, so I'll press the start menu key again. P for programs, B for Bevisoft, and then enter to get into the Chillingham submenu, and enter one more time to start the game.
Bevisoft.
That's the Bevisoft logo. And this is an introductory sequence. These are good sound effects. They sound great in stereo. Whoa! That's what I call a thunderclap. That reminds me a lot of the one that comes with the SB Live sound card. I don't know about the Audigy 2, but I remember that from the SB Live anyway. And now we have some music playing. This sequence is going to continue for a while yet, so I'm going to press the down arrow to skip the rest of it.
Use the left and right arrow keys to cycle through the menu choices, and the up arrow to select. Which player are you?
If this interface sounds familiar, that's because it's the one that's used in Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza. The functionality is the same in Chillingham, in other words, you use the four arrow keys to control the game, but it's a little bit different than it is in Grizzly Gulch, and you'll see what I mean in a few minutes. Right now we're being asked to select some player options, so let's see what we've got. I'll press the right arrow.
One.
There's player one. You can have up to five players, by the way.
New player.
We can also add a new player.
Delete player.
Delete a player.
Exit.
Or completely exit.
One. New player.
For this review, I'm going to create a new player, so I'll press the up arrow.
You will be player number 2. Pick a difficulty level.
And now when I use left and right arrow keys, we'll cycle between two difficulty levels.
Normal.
There's normal difficulty level.
Hard.
Or hard.
Normal.
The difference between the normal and hard levels is basically when it comes to the fighting scenes. In normal mode, enemies will come at you in three directions, left, center, or right, but in the hard level, they'll come at you in five directions, left, that's extreme left, near left, center, near right, or extreme right. Now when I press the up arrow to start the game at this point, we're going to hear some letters from Lily that she's sent to the player character, and we're going to listen to all these because they'll help to explain the story. So I'll press up arrow and here we go. Ooh, now that's what I call suspenseful music.
March 6th. Dear Frederick, I arrived in Chillingham a week ago. It's a remote village surrounded by dark forests and misty swampland. For the most part, the people are suspicious of my presence, as they are not used to outsiders. I feel at times as if they are avoiding me, which I am more than comfortable with, as they are all a bit odd. Something about this place doesn't feel right, but I may just need time to adjust to my new surroundings. I've rented a small house and am beginning to explore the village and the surrounding area. I'll write again soon. Lily. March 15th. Dear Frederick, I've begun my research with Professor Von Walsh in his laboratory, which is located in the back of the village pet store. The store provides him with the income he needs to continue his research on the insects of the area. I hope to gather enough information about them to be able to finish my book and return within a few months' time. As for the insects I've seen, they are truly unique. It is well worth the trip. In exchange for use of the lab equipment, I have been gathering various bugs for the professor from the surrounding countryside. There is one area in particular which seems to be a hotbed for the most interesting insects. Well, I must get back to my research. I hope all is well at home. I'll write again soon. Lily. March 24th. Dear Frederick, I don't have much time. I can only hope that this letter reaches you before it's too late. Something evil is amiss in Chillingham. I fear I am in great danger. I dare not risk leaving alone through the surrounding countryside, but staying here may prove equally as risky. Please come as quickly as you can. I don't know how much time I have. Lily.
And there you go. Those are the letters from Lily.
After 3 days of travel, I arrive in Chillingham in the dead of night.
Use the left and right arrow keys to cycle through the menu choices, and the up arrow to select. Press the down arrow to skip this help or other audio in the game. You can also use the down arrow to back out of a choice. To access the main menu at any time during the game, press the escape key. From the main menu, you can save your game, hear help, adjust audio options, or quit. Here is a brief description of each of the general gameplay options.
Okay, I'm going to press the down arrow to interrupt the rest of this help message here.
I'm in the village square.
But if you want to hear it again at any time, you can either press the space bar, and it will repeat it, or you can go to the help menu and choose the general help option. And speaking of the menus, why don't we have a look at the main menu before we do anything else? So I'll press the escape key. And now I'm going to move to the right.
Save game.
We can save our game. Interestingly, there's no restore game option. If you want to restore a game, you have to completely exit the game, restart it, and then select your player number.
Sound options.
Sound options. We'll have a look at this in a minute.
Help.
And we'll also have a look at the help menu.
Return to game.
Return to game.
Exit game.
And exit game. By the way, you can also press the escape key if you want to return to the game that way.
Save game.
We're back on save game.
Sound options.
Okay, let's take a look at the sound options here. So I'll press the up arrow. We hear a beep, meaning that we're now in a new menu.
Turn background sounds off.
And I press the right arrow and we're on the selection, turn background sounds off. And I can do that by pressing the up arrow. And now all the music and sounds are off.
Turn background sounds on.
And now we can turn them back on if we want, but we'll do that a little bit later on here.
Sound test?
Sound test just plays a little file that allows you to make sure that you've got your speakers and headphones set up correctly. And with a stereo game like this, it's very important that you have your speakers or headphones set up right, because if you don't, you may have some problems playing.
Options.
And that takes us back to the main menu. Personally, I wish it would say return to main menu or something. But anyway, we'll press the up arrow. Okay, and we're back at the main menu.
Save game. Sound options. Help.
Let's take a look at the help menu. So,
choose a help topic.
I press the up arrow, and now we're told to choose a help topic.
General help.
Okay, we only have one topic here at the moment. It's just the general help topic that we heard a bit of when the game started.
Exit help.
And there's exit help. When you first encounter various puzzles or things like fighting in the game, then other topics will be added to the help menu. Now, this isn't too bad, but for first-time players, I think it can be a little bit frustrating getting help, because sometimes you'll get puzzles thrown at you without warning, and you won't know what to do in order to complete them. And this is why I think it would be best to have a bunch of help topics made available when the game first starts, not just when you encounter a specific puzzle, like let's say spraying termites, which we will encounter later on, by the way. There are also tasks in the game where you'll be asked something like, do you think you can handle them, or can you help me? And when you're asked those questions, you can use the left and right arrow keys to select yes or no, and then the up arrow key to answer. Now, if you need help with these tasks, the only way you can really get it is by choosing no, then pressing the escape key, selecting the help menu, and then choosing the appropriate topic if it's available. Now in the README file that comes on the game's CD, it says that the space bar will give you some hints on your current location. Well, the only thing I've been able to get it to do while playing this game is just to speak the general help information. And when you're being asked a question like, let's say, do you think you can handle them? Or if you're already doing a task like, let's say, spraying for termites, the space bar won't do anything. In other words, it won't play the general help information or anything. So I'm hoping that will be corrected in an update. I'm currently on the exit help choice, so I'll press the up arrow to get back to the main menu. There we go.
Save game. Sound options.
And I'm going to go back into sound options because I want to turn on the music and sound effects again. So I press the up arrow. Now I'll move to the right.
Turn background sounds on.
There we are. And I'll press the up arrow. And there's the music. Now I'll move to the right.
Save game.
Well, that's interesting. It took me out of the sound options menu and back into the main menu, even though there is a return to main menu option, or options as it's called. So I'm not sure, that must be a bug in the game or something. Anyway, we're at the main menu, so I'll press escape, and we're back in the village square, and it sounds like a very cold place. Now at this point, if we use left and right arrow keys, we'll cycle through various actions that the player can perform. So let's move to the right and see what all we've got.
Inspect.
That will allow you to look at your surroundings or objects that you are carrying.
Take.
You can take something.
Use.
You can use an object or a combination of objects, or even objects with characters. And we'll see how all this works as we go along.
Talk.
You can talk to somebody.
Go.
Or you can go somewhere.
Inspect.
And we're back on the inspect action. So I'll press the up arrow.
Inspect what?
Now when I use left or right arrow keys, we can cycle through various objects that are presently visible to us.
The village square.
There's the village square itself.
Statue. Bell. Well. Inventory.
And that will allow you to look at items that you are presently carrying. However, if I press the up arrow key at this point...
I don't have anything.
There you go. We're not carrying anything. Yet.
Inspect. Inspect what? The village square.
Well, let's have a look at the village square first. So, now that I'm on it, I'll press the up arrow.
The street's deserted. There's a well here, and a big statue, and a sign that says Chillingham.
Okay, that's a description of the village square.
Inspect. Inspect what? The village square. Statue.
Now, how about this statue?
It's a huge stone statue of a sinister-looking man wearing a cape.
Alright.
Inspect. Inspect what? The village square. Statue. Bell. Well.
Okay, how about the well?
It's a really deep old stone well. I can't even see the bottom. There's a rope here, but no bucket. Inspect. Inspect what? The village square. Rope.
Okay, well, now that I've looked at the well, the rope is now visible to us, so let's have a look at that.
It's a good-sized rope. It might be worth taking.
I think that's a good idea, so I will now choose the take action.
Inspect. Take.
And press the up arrow.
Take what?
Now I'll move to the right.
Rope.
And there it is. So all we have to do now is press the up arrow.
Okay.
And we've got it.
Go.
Now let's choose the go action since we're done here for the moment.
Where should I go?
And we'll move to the right. Let's see where all we can go.
Lily's house. Church. Pet store. Antique shop. Library. Road leaving the village.
And then if I press the right arrow again.
Lily's house.
We're back to Lily's house.
Church. Pet store.
Well, why don't we go to the pet store first and talk with the professor that Lily was working with. So now that I'm on the pet store option, I'll press the up arrow.
I'm in the pet store.
You notice that you don't get any footsteps when you're going to another location. You just get a little bit of music playing there. And you can interrupt that if you want by pressing the down arrow. So, we're in the pet store.
Inspect. Inspect what? Pet store.
Well, let's have a look around first. So, I've selected the pet store option in the inspect action. So, I'll press the up arrow.
This is the strangest pet store I've ever seen. I don't even know what some of these animals are.
Okay.
Inspect. Inspect what? Pet store.
Now, we have a couple of animals here.
Parrot.
We've got a parrot.
Puppies.
And some puppies.
Sign.
And there's also a sign.
Inventory. Pet store. Parrot.
Well, let's have a look at this parrot first.
Why, hello there, little fella.
Yikes!
Ooh.
Inspect.
Guess you gotta be careful around that parrot, then.
Inspect what? Pet store. Parrot. puppies.
Okay, how about the puppies?
Wow, there's two really nice-looking pups here. Inspect. Inspect what?
Okay.
Inventory.
I'm moving to the left this time.
Sign.
Let's see what it says.
It says puppies for sale. There's balloons around it.
Okay, and now that we've looked at the sign, the balloons are now going to be visible to us.
Inspect. Inspect what? Inventory. Balloons. I like balloons.
Well, let's see if we can take these balloons.
Inspect. Take. Take what? Balloons. Okay.
There you go. We now have them in our inventory, and you'll see how to use them later on during this review.
Go. Talk.
Okay, now I'm going to choose the talk action.
Talk to.
So we can talk with the professor.
Professor.
Hello, I'm Professor Von Walsh. Lovey's been missing for a few days. She was out collecting bugs for me and never came back. I hope nothing's happened to her. Let me know if you find her. More importantly, let me know when you find where she was collecting those bugs from. I need those bugs for my research. Please, you must find where Lily was capturing the bugs so that I can continue my research.
So, there's the professor.
Go.
And we're done here for now.
Where should I go?
And the only place we can go to from here is...
the village square.
Back to the village square. So I'll press the up arrow.
I'm in the village square.
And then the down arrow to quiet that music.
Go. Where should I go?
Well, why don't we go to Lily's house next?
Lily's house. I'm inside Lily's house.
There we go. And I can hear a clock ticking in the background.
Inspect. Inspect what? Lily's house. It's really small. There's a closet, a bed, and some furniture.
Okay, that's a general description of Lily's house.
Inspect. Inspect what? Lily's house. Trunk.
Now we have a trunk. We might as well look at it while we're on it.
It's a large, heavy trunk made out of iron and wood.
Okay, let's see if we can open it. To do that, we'll choose the use action.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Desk. Chair. Bed. Trunk.
There it is.
Aw, it's locked.
Darn. Guess we have to find a key for it.
Inspect. Inspect what? Lily's house. Trunk. Desk.
Alright, how about this desk?
It's a beautiful antique desk. Looks like one of a kind.
Alright, let's see if we can open this one.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Desk. I don't think so.
Okay, we can't get it open at the moment, but later on you'll see how we do that.
Inspect. Inspect what? Lily's house. Trunk.
I'm moving to the right still.
Desk. Chair. Bed. Closet.
Okay, here's a closet.
Ah! Oh, man, that scared me. Get out of here. What's this? There's a loose coat hook on the door.
Alright, so we found a hook.
Inspect. Take.
So let's see if we can take it.
Take what? Desk. Chair. Bed. Hook.
There it is.
Okay.
Alright, we got it.
Inspect. Inspect what?
Now I'm going to move to the left.
Inventory. Bottle.
And there's a bottle.
It's a bottle. Not much more I can say.
All right.
Inspect.
Well, we might as well take that as well.
Take. Take what? Bottle.
It might prove useful later on.
Okay.
There we go. Well, we're done here for the moment, so...
go. Where should I go? The village square.
I'll go back to the village square.
I'm in the village square. Go. Where should I go?
Well, let's go to the antique shop next and see what we can find there.
Lily's house. Church. Pet store. Antique shop. I'm in the antique shop.
Welcome to the antique shop. We have a policy here. You break it, you buy it.
Okay, that's the store owner there.
Inspect. Inspect what? Antique shop.
And as usual, I'm going to examine the antique shop first.
It's a lovely little antique shop if you like antique shops. Some really nice furniture, I guess, and some old-time things. Antiques.
Okay.
Inspect. Inspect what? Antique shop. Coffee table.
Now, we have a few items we can examine. We have a coffee table.
The legs are in the shape of some sort of beastly claws. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Inspect. Inspect what? Antique shop. Coffee table.
And the other two we have are...
Victrola.
A Victrola. That's an old record player, by the way.
Antique back scratcher.
And a back scratcher.
Victrola.
Well, let's have a look at the Victrola now.
Wow, that's definitely low fidelity.
Now, let's see if we can play the Victrola. To do that, we'll choose the use action.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Coffee table. Victrola.
There it is, and here's what happens when I press the up arrow. There you go, that's what the Victrola sounds like. It sounds like it's playing an old 78 RPM record or something. And there are three songs that it will play, and whenever you select it from the use action, it will just pick one of those at random. So I press the down arrow to interrupt that song.
Inspect. Inspect what?
And I'll move to the left this time.
Inventory. Antique back scratcher. The scratching part is a creepy skeleton hand. No thanks.
No. I think we'll leave that alone.
Go. Talk. Talk to.
Now, let's see if we can talk to the store owner. So I chose the talk action, as you heard.
The store owner.
And there's a store owner.
Welcome to the antique shop. We have a policy here.
You break it, you buy it. Yeah.
Go. Talk. Talk to the store owner.
Now let's see if we can talk to her again.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Okay, I guess she doesn't have anything new for us.
Go. Where should I go?
Well, we're done here for the moment, but we'll be back.
The village square.
So we'll go back to the village square.
Goodbye. I didn't think you'd buy anything, you cheapskate.
She does not sound too impressed.
I'm in the village square. Go. Where should I go? Lily's house.
Well, let's have a look at the
church
next.
I'm here in the church.
All right, and it sounds like there's someone playing an organ.
Inspect. Inspect what? Church. It's a big old church. It's got pews, candles, an organ. You know, church stuff.
Okay.
Inspect. Inspect what? Church. Pews. Organ.
Let's have a look at the organ first.
That church lady's playing it. Go.
All right, let's see if we can talk to her.
Talk. Talk to. Organ lady. Hello? Excuse me? Ma'am? She won't answer.
I guess she can't hear us. So, that's one of the puzzles you'll have to figure out is to find something that she will be able to hear.
Inspect. Inspect what?
Now, I'm going to move to the left this time.
Inventory. Back door.
Okay, let's have a look at this back door here.
I can't find a door now. I don't know how to open this.
So there's another puzzle there for you. How to open that back door.
Inspect. Inspect what? Inventory. Back door. Candles.
Okay, and here's some candles.
There's a whole bunch of unlit candles.
Well, you know, a candle might be useful to us during our mission, so
inspect. Take. Take what?
Let's try taking a candle.
Candles. All right, I'll take one. Even though it is stealing from a church.
Yes. Well, we're done here.
Go. Where should I go? The village square.
So we'll go back to the village square.
I'm in the village square. Go. Where should I go?
And I'm now going to go back to the antique shop. I'll move to the left this time.
Road leaving the village. Library. Antique shop.
There it is.
I'm in the antique shop.
And I'm going to talk to the store owner again.
Go. Talk. Talk to the store owner.
Oh no. Termites are eating all my furniture. I'd get rid of them, but I'm afraid of them. Do you think you can handle them?
Okay, she's asking if we can help get rid of those termites. Well, I know how to do it, but let's just assume for a minute that you are a first-time player, and you don't know how to do it. So, if we press the space bar at the moment, we're not going to get any kind of help message or anything. So, what we'll have to do at this point
no.
is choose no, and I press the left arrow to get there, and now I'll press the up arrow.
Thanks a lot. Big help you are.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get those termites for you. Just be patient, you know? Anyway, we'll press the escape key. We're at the main menu again.
Exit game. Return to game. Help.
And we'll choose the help option.
Choose a help topic. General help.
Okay, move to the right, and it says general help. We've looked at that already. But now when I press the right arrow, you'll see that another option has been added.
Termites help?
There we go. Termites help. Just what we needed. So I'll press the up arrow. Well, I pressed it, but it didn't do anything. Let's try it again.
Termites help.
There we go.
To get rid of the termites, you must spray them with the termite spray. When you hear one, press the left, right, or up arrow keys to spray the termite spray in that direction. Choose a help topic.
All right, so now we know how to get those termites.
Exit help.
So I'll choose exit help. And then I'll press escape to get back to the game.
Go. Talk. Talk to the store owner.
And I'm going to talk to the store owner again.
Do you think you can handle them?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
So we'll choose yes, and I'll press the up arrow.
Okay, here's the termite spray. Get to it.
And here we go. Just have to wait a little bit. One to my right. Ahead of me. To my left. My left again.
Oh, thank you. They're gone.
There we go.
Here, you can have the leftover pieces of the chair they wrecked.
Now, let's see what she gave us.
Inspect.
I'm going to choose the inspect action.
Inspect what? Inventory.
And this time we'll choose to look at our inventory.
Which item?
Now I'm going to move to the right.
Candle.
There's that candle.
Steaks.
Okay, and we've got some steaks. That's what she gave us.
They're solid wooden steaks.
There you go. And that is one of the weapons that we need. And we'll use these steaks to kill the vampires that we will encounter later on during the fight scenes. And we'll talk about how to fight later on.
Go. Where should I go? The village square.
Well, we're done here for now, but we'll return a few more times. So I'll go back to the village square.
I'm in the village square. Go. Where should I go? Road leaving the village. Library.
Just move to the left there to get to the library quick, and let's go there and see if they've got any interesting books.
All right, I'm here in the Oh, I'd better keep my voice down. Inspect. Inspect what? Library.
And as usual, I'll have a look around at the library.
The Chillingham Public Library. Hey, this isn't bad for such a small village. Inspect. Inspect what? Library. Self-help section.
This self-help section is another way of getting into the help menu, basically. It's not like the visitor center in Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza, where you have a bunch of help topics all in one place. And to demonstrate this, I'll press the up arrow.
Choose a help topic.
Okay, so just like in the help menu on the main menu, we're asked to choose a help topic.
General help, termites help, exit help.
And that's all we've got at the moment. So I press the up arrow on exit help.
Inspect. Inspect what? Library. Self-help section. Books.
Ah, here are the books. Let's see what they've got.
Oprah's Book of the Month.
Oh, I wonder what that would be.
Inspect. Inspect what? Library. Self-help section. Books. The 7 Habits of Highly Successful Werewolves. Inspect. Inspect what? Library. Self-help section. Books. Frankenstein's Goldfish. A memoir.
That's quite the title.
Inspect. Inspect what? Library. Self-help section. Books. A coffee table book of gravestones. That's cheerful.
Oh, that's exciting.
Inspect. Inspect what? Library. Self-help section. Books.
Ah, let's have a look one more time.
The History of Grizzly Gulch.
The History of Grizzly Gulch. Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now that if you continue to examine those books, eventually you'll come across one that you will take. But I'll let you figure out what to do with it.
Inspect. Inspect what? Library. Self-help section. Books. Librarian.
There's a librarian.
She seems nice enough, but I wouldn't want to get on her bad side with an overdue book.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Talk. Talk to.
Well, let's see if we can talk to her.
Librarian. Shh. I don't think she wants to be bothered. She's working on the overdue book list.
Okay.
Go. Where should I go?
Well, we're done here.
The village square.
So we'll go back to the village square.
I'm in the village square. Go. Where should I go?
Okay, now I'm going to go back to the antique shop.
Road leaving the village. Library. Antique shop.
Because I want to show you something.
I'm in the antique shop. Go. Talk.
Now let's first try talking to the store owner again.
Talk to the store owner.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Okay, she doesn't have anything for us at the moment, but we're not done yet.
Inspect. Inspect what? Inventory.
I'm moving to the left this time.
Desk.
Ah, so here's a desk now.
Hey, now this desk looks familiar.
I'll tell you something about that desk. It has a secret drawer.
Okay, well let's see if we can open it.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Coffee table. Victrola. Antique back scratcher. Desk.
Hey, don't touch that. It's an antique.
Okay, so we can't open this desk.
Go. Where should I go? The village square.
But there's another place that we've been to that has another desk similar to this one.
I'm in the village square. Go. Where should I go?
So let's go there now.
Lily's house.
That's right. We're going to go to Lily's house again.
I'm inside Lily's house.
Okay.
Inspect. Inspect what? Lily's house. Trunk. Desk.
There's a desk, and now when I examine it, here's what happens.
I knew it! There's the secret drawer, just like the other desk.
All right, it's now open. Excellent.
Inspect. Inspect what? Inventory. Closet.
I'm moving to the left.
Secret drawer.
Ah, here's the secret drawer.
Hey, there's a key in there.
Well, we better take that key.
Inspect. Take. Take what? Desk. Chair. Bed. Key. Okay.
Okay, we've got the key. Now, you'll remember that there's also a trunk here that is locked. So let's see if we can use this key to unlock it.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what?
Now, because we want to use an item in our inventory, I'm going to move to the left.
Item.
There's item. That's what we want.
Which item? Key.
And we're on the key.
With.
Okay, it says you want to use the key with what?
Desk, chair, bed, secret drawer, trunk.
We want to unlock the trunk, so we're on there. I'll press the up arrow, and here's what happens. There you go. It's now open.
Inspect. Inspect what? Lily's house. Trunk. There's a small piece of paper and a pistol in it.
That piece of paper, by the way, is a map, and you'll need that towards the end of the game.
Inspect. Take. Take what? Map. Okay.
Okay, so we got the map.
Inspect. Take. Take what? Pistol. Okay.
And we got the pistol, which is currently empty, so we have to find some bullets.
Go. Where should I go? The village square.
Well, we're done here, so we'll go back to the village square.
I'm in the village square. Go. Where should I go? Road leaving the village. Library. Antique shop.
And I'm going to go once again back to the antique shop.
I'm in the antique shop. Go. Talk. Talk to the store owner.
And I'm going to try talking to the store owner again.
Oh no, they're back. Will you get them again for me?
Ah, darn termites. Well, I think we better.
Yes.
You'll have to do that quite a bit during this game. Repeat certain tasks with different characters. And as you do, you'll get more items that will come in handy during your mission. So we'll choose yes.
Okay, here's the termite spray. Get to it. Oh, thank you. I found these old bullets. Maybe you can use them.
Okay, so we now got the bullets. She basically just handed them to us.
Inspect. Take. Use.
So let's load them into the pistol.
Take.
Oops.
Use.
There we go.
Use what? Item. Which item? Candle. Pistol.
There's the pistol.
With.
And we're gonna use another item.
The store owner. Item. Which item? Candle. Stakes. Hook. Silver bullets.
There's the silver bullets.
All right, it's loaded, and I've got enough bullets to last me a while.
Great, there's our second weapon.
Go. Where should I go? The village square.
So we're done here?
Goodbye.
Yeah, we'll just interrupt that.
I'm in the village square.
By pressing the down arrow a couple of times.
Go. Where should I go? Road leaving the village.
Okay, well, I think we've been pretty well everywhere here in the village. So let's go along this road and see what we can find.
I've come to a fork in the road.
All right, we're now at a fork in the road.
Inspect. Inspect what?
Sounds like quite a stormy night.
Stone marker.
Okay, we've got a stone marker.
Flowers.
And some flowers.
Stone marker.
Well, let's have a look at the stone marker first.
There's writing engraved on it. It says, "Please fear for your life beyond this point." I don't like the sound of that.
I don't blame you.
Inspect. Inspect what? Stone marker. Flowers.
Okay, now how about the flowers?
They're very fragrant.
Well, we might as well take them, I guess.
Inspect. Take. Take what? Flowers. Okay.
And we'll see how they're used later on during this review.
Go. Where should I go?
Now, where all can we go from here?
The village.
We can go back to the village.
Toward the swamp.
We can go toward the swamp.
Toward the big tree.
Or toward a big tree. Now, if you go toward the swamp or the tree, you'll be under attack. And I think it's a good time to describe the attack scenario and how it works. When you're under attack, you'll first hear a cue. It sounds basically like a string section going ding, 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 or whatever. And then you'll hear a little beep, meaning that your current weapon is in the center. And you'll then hear a sound from one of the enemies. There are three in total. There are werewolves, I think that's what they are, vampires, and witches. Now, each enemy can be killed by a different weapon. In other words, you can't kill a vampire with a pistol. It won't work. So what you'll have to do is, when you hear, let's say, a vampire, you have to press the down arrow to select your weapon, and you'll know what weapon you're on because they make a different sound, depending on what one you're choosing. And you then press the left or right arrow keys to position the weapon with the enemy. So if you, let's say, hear a vampire to the right, you would move until you hear the beep to the right. Then you press the up arrow to attack using the current weapon that you've selected. Now, I'm going to try going toward the big tree, and let's see what happens. So we're under attack. There's a witch. Now, I'm going to try firing at her. Didn't work.
I'm getting out of here.
Run!
Yikes, that was a close one.
Okay, so shooting the witch with the pistol didn't do anything.
Go. Where should I go? Toward the big tree. Toward the swamp.
So let's try going toward the swamp instead. Okay, there's a wolf off to my right.
I can smell your blood from here.
I selected the stakes.
This is uncalled for.
Another vampire.
The pain.
Oh yeah, don't mess with me.
There you go.
I'm in the swamp. Inspect. Inspect what? Swamp. Seriously, this swamp is disgusting. It reminds me of my first apartment. I think I see a light across the water.
Okay.
Inspect. Inspect what? Swamp.
Now we also have a...
raft.
So let's examine that.
It's a small log raft held together by vines. Inspect. Take. Use.
Now let's see if we can use the raft.
Use what? Raft. It seems sturdy enough, but I can't go anywhere without some kind of pole to push with.
So there's something we'll have to find in order to be able to use the raft. Now before we leave the swamp, I'm going to get our next weapon prepared. You remember that we've got the pistol and the stakes to get the wolves and the vampires, but we still need something to get those witches. Now let's just think for a second. What do witches fear the most? And I'll give you a hint. Think of the Wizard of Oz. That's right, water. Now in our inventory, we have an item that can be used as a toy. It's something you might have used when you were a little kid. You basically fill it up with water and throw it at people. That's right, water balloons. And we've got balloons in our inventory. So let's try filling them up with water, since we're at a place where there is lots of water.
Inspect, take, use. Use what? Item. Which item?
This time I'll move to the left.
Bottle. Flowers. Loaded pistol. Balloons.
There are the balloons.
With swamp.
Okay, they're filling up with water.
Alright, I got a good supply of water balloons now.
There you go, we now have our third weapon. Now before we leave, I'm just going to...
Inspect, take, use. Use what?
Fill up the bottle.
Item, raft, item. Which item? Bottle. With swamp.
With some swamp water, and I have a reason for doing this.
Okay.
There we go.
Go. Where should I go? Road.
And we can only go back to the road now, so let's see what happens now. Okay, there's a witch off to my left. I got the water balloon selected.
No! I can smell your blood from here. My own blood! It's not so sweet.
Bubbling! Bubbling! Bubbling!
Oh yeah! Don't mess with me.
There you go.
I've come to a fork in the road.
We got him.
Go. Where should I go? Toward the big tree.
And now we can go toward the big tree. And we're under attack again. Take that, you. And you too.
Oh yeah, don't mess with me. I'm at the big tree. Inspect. Inspect what? Big tree. I've never seen a tree like this before. It's huge with strange-looking leaves. There's hundreds of bugs swarming all around it. A lot of those branches seem pretty loose. Inspect.
Okay.
Inspect what? Big tree. Bugs.
Now, we also have the bugs.
Lantern.
And a lantern.
Bugs.
Well, let's have a look at the bugs first.
I'm not much of a bug person, but I don't recognize any of them.
All right, so at least we know where those bugs are.
Inspect. Inspect what? Big tree. Bugs. Lantern. It's a really cool-looking metal lantern hanging from a wooden post. There's strange symbols written on it, but I have no idea what they mean.
Now, at the moment, we can't light the lantern because we don't have a light source. We have a candle, but it's currently unlit, so we'll take care of that in a few minutes.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what?
But let's see if we can climb this tree.
Big tree. I don't think so.
Okay, we can't climb it.
Inspect. Take.
But I've got another idea.
Use. Use what?
You'll remember that we have a rope and a hook in our inventory. Well, let's try tying those two objects together.
Item. Which item?
Candle.
Stakes. Hook. With. Big tree. Item. Which item?
Candle.
Stakes. Map. Rope.
There's the rope.
All right, I'll tie this hook to the rope. There.
Okay, now we've got a rope and hook, so let's try throwing this at the big tree and see if it will catch.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Item. Which item?
Candle.
Stakes. Map. Water balloons. Rope and hook.
You notice it says rope and hook now.
With. Big tree. Well, I got a branch down, but it looks like the hook's up there for good.
Okay, well, at least we got a branch.
Inspect. Inspect what?
Let's have a look at it.
Inventory. Branch. It's a solid 8-foot long tree branch.
Well, I think we might as well take it.
Inspect. Take. Take what?
I'm wondering if we'll be able to use this with the raft.
Branch. Okay.
Okay, well, we've got it.
Go. Where should I go? Road.
And now we'll go back to the road.
I can smell your blood from... This is uncalled for. I can smell your blood from... This is uncalled for. I can
bubbly,
smell your
bubbly,
blood from you.
Bubbly.
Oh, the pain.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with me. I've come to a fork in the road.
Now, I must tell you, the more times you're under attack, there will be more enemies coming at you.
Go. Where should I go? Toward the big tree. Toward the swamp.
So let's go towards the swamp now. And we're under attack again.
Don't mess with me.
Haha, got him.
I'm in the swamp. Inspect. Take. Use.
Now that we have this branch, let's try using it with the raft.
Use what? Item. Which item?
Candle.
Stakes. Branch. With. Swamp. Raft. Yeah, this branch works great. I'm just gonna leave it with the raft from now on.
All right.
I better keep an eye out for gators. If I see one, I'm gonna whack him in the head with this branch.
Okay, now how do we do that?
Jeez, he just took a big bite out of the raft. I'm getting out of here. I'm right back where I started.
Well, that's an example of a puzzle that's basically thrown at you without warning. We basically started out on the raft, but because I didn't know how to get rid of those alligators coming at me, our raft got bitten, you could say. So, I'll press the escape key.
Exit game. Return to game.
And go to the help menu.
Help. Choose a help topic. General help. Fighting help.
Okay, we have some new options now. We've got a topic on fighting.
Termites help. Gators help.
And here's what we want, the gators help. Oh, come on.
Gators help.
There we go.
To fend off the alligators attacking your raft as you cross the swamp, whack them in the head with a tree branch. When you hear an alligator, press the left, right, or up arrow keys to swing your branch in that direction. Choose a help topic.
Okay, so that's how you get rid of the alligators.
Exit help.
So we're back in the swamp now.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Raft.
And let's try going on the raft again.
I better keep an eye out for gators.
And here we go. There's one on my right. To my right again. Again to my right. Ahead of me. Or in the center, I should say. To my right. Again in the center. To my left. There we go.
Well, I'm ashore on an island.
Go away! Go away! Get going! Oh, how you doing there, stranger? My name's Old Bill. I'm the hermit. Hermit as in, I don't like people and I want them to go away. This here's my bean can. That's what I use to try and scare people off. Here, I'll show you. I just talk into this empty bean can here and go away! Makes that scary noise and everybody goes away, which is what I want. Where are you coming from? Chillingham. Oh, that place. Oh, everybody there used to make fun of me. And that's why I became a hermit and moved on out into the swamp. You wouldn't understand Old Bill the Hermit. Nobody understands me. You see, back when I was a youngster in Chillingham, it's tough to go through life being allergic to women's perfume. Why, whenever I'd smell that stuff, I'd just go into crazy fits. Everyone would laugh at me. I just got tired of the humiliation. Moved on out into the swamp. That's where I've been ever since. Nobody understands old Bill the Hermit.
Okay, so we've just met Bill. And he basically thinks that we don't understand his problem. Well, we'll see about that in a few minutes. But as you can tell, there's a campfire.
Inspect. Inspect what? Hermit camp.
Well, let's examine the camp first.
I'm on a little island in the middle of the swamp. There's a nice little campfire here next to a ramshackle hut. It's cozy in a bad sort of way.
All right.
Inspect. Inspect what? Hermit camp. Campfire.
And we can also examine the campfire, so let's do that.
Oh, it's a nice little campfire. Reminds me of the old times, sitting around, toasting marshmallows. Wait a minute. I gotta get back to business.
Yes. Now, you'll remember that we have an unlit candle with us.
Inspect. Take.
So let's see if we can light it with the campfire.
Use. Use what? Item. Which item? Candle. With. Campfire. Now that's a good idea. Let's see here. Okay, it's lit.
There you go. We now have a lit candle. Now let's see about Bill the Hermit here. As I said, he thinks that we don't understand his problem, that being his allergic reaction to perfume.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try a little experiment here.
Item. Which item?
Now you remember that we have this bottle of water.
Bottle of water. With?
So I'm going to use the bottle of water.
Item. Which item? Flowers.
With these flowers.
Wow, this actually smells pretty good.
Now I'm going to choose the inspect action.
Inspect. Inspect what? Inventory.
And let's see what we've got in our inventory now.
Which item?
I'll move to the left.
Perfume.
Ah, we got some perfume.
It's a bottle of homemade perfume. Not too bad, if I say so myself.
So, now that we've got this perfume, let's try using it on Bill the Hermit and see what happens.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Item. Which item? Steaks. Perfume. With. Campfire. Raft. Hermit.
Oh, what you spraying there, stranger? Whoa, that smell. The memories. Oh, the pain. Oh.
Well, as you just heard, Bill the Hermit smelled the perfume, and he is now having an allergic reaction to it. And he coughed there. Now, basically what's going on here is we're engaged in what I can only describe as a weird version of Simon. You remember Simon, that's the game where the computer makes a sound, you imitate it, and then it just keeps adding the sequence until you get all the sequence correct. Well, that's what's happening here. So, we basically have to prove to Bill that we do understand his problem. He coughed there, so let's see what happens if I press the up arrow. Alright, I got it. So I now press the up arrow. And I think it's down arrow. There we go. And I'll press the left arrow.
Achoo!
Okay. Now, I'm gonna get this one wrong deliberately here. I think you get the idea of how this works. So, I'll press the right arrow.
You got it pretty bad, too. Not as bad as old Bill the Hermit, though. You still don't understand my pain and suffering.
So that's how that works. And if you get the sequence correct, Bill will give you something.
Go. Where should I go?
Well, we're done here, so
raft.
We'll go back on the raft.
I better keep an eye out for gators.
And get these alligators here.
I'm in the swamp.
Okay, we're back.
Go. Where should I go? Road.
Now we'll go back to the road.
I can smell your blood from here. Oh, the pain!
A lot of witches
bubbling,
here.
Bubbling.
That ought to teach him a lesson. I've come to a fork in the road. Go. Where should I go? Toward the big tree.
Now we're going to go back to the big tree.
I can smell your blood from here. This is uncalled for. I can smell your blood from me. My own blood is not so sweet.
That should keep him off me for a while.
There you go.
I'm at the big tree.
Well, now that we've got this lit candle, let's see if we can light the lantern with it.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Item. Which item? Stakes. Map. Rope. Water balloons. Loaded pistol. Lit candle.
There it is.
With. Big tree. Bugs. Lantern.
Okay, so we lit the lantern, and now all these bugs are coming at us.
Wow, that definitely brought the bugs over. I just wish I had something to catch them in. Go, where should I go?
All right, so now that we've found out how to get those bugs,
road.
Let's go back to the pet store and talk to the professor. After we deal with these characters. There you go.
That should keep him off me for a while. I've come to a fork in the road.
So you see there's more enemies every time we attack now.
Go. Where should I go?
They just keep increasing in numbers.
The village. I'm in the village square.
All right, we're back in the village.
Go. Where should I go? Lily's house. Church. Pet store. I'm in the pet store. Go. Talk. Talk to. Professor.
There's the professor.
I need you to collect bugs in these jars and bring them to me before I can continue my research. Do you think you can do that for me?
Yeah, I think so. So we'll choose yes.
Yes.
Okay. For this experiment, I will need one of this kind. Okay. Here's the jars. Good luck.
All right, so now we can go and get that one bug for him.
Go. Where should I go? The village square. I'm in the village square.
Now, before we do that, let's go to the help menu and listen to how you get those bugs.
Exit game. Return to game. Help. Choose a help topic.
This time I'll move to the left.
Exit help. Bugs help.
There's the bugs help.
Bugs help. Once you have the jars, you can catch all the bugs you need from the big tree. When you hear a bug approach, use the left and right arrows to target the bug, then press the up arrow key to catch it. You must only catch the exact bugs on your current list in order to succeed. Choose a help topic. Exit help.
So there you go. Now we know how to get those bugs.
Go. Where should I go? Road leaving the village.
So we'll go back to the big tree.
I've come to a fork in the road. Go. Where should I go? Toward the big tree.
Here we go again.
I can smell your blood from my own blood. It's not so sweet. I can smell your blood from here. My own blood. I can smell your blood from here. Oh, the pain.
That ought to teach him a lesson. I'm at the big tree.
And now I'm going to light the lantern again.
Inspect. Take. Use. Use what? Big tree. Bugs. Lantern.
There we go. It's lit. And here come the bugs.
Remember, I need one of this kind.
Okay, so now we're just waiting for that bug. There it is, it's to my left.
All right, I think I got what I need.
There we go, I just press the left arrow to target it, and then the up arrow to put it in the jar.
Go. Where should I go? Road.
So we'll now go back to the road.
I can smell your blood from here. This is uncalled for. I can smell your blood from you. This is uncalled for.
Oh yeah, don't mess with me.
I've come to a fork in the road. Go, where should I go? The village. I'm in the village square. Go, where should I go? Lily's house. Church. Pet store.
And back to the pet store?
I'm in the pet store. Go, talk. Talk to Professor.
And we'll talk to the Professor again.
Good work. I have another assignment for you. I need more specimens. Can you go on another bug hunt?
And we'll say yes.
Yes.
Okay, for this experiment, I will need one of this kind. And one of this kind. Thanks. Hurry back.
So now we have to get two bugs for the professor. And you'll have to do that quite a lot, I must admit. But as you get more bugs, he will give you some objects that you'll be able to use. Well, I think that's enough for now, so I'll press the escape key. And we're back at the main menu, of course.
Exit game.
And I'm going to choose exit game.
Are you sure?
Are we sure? Yes, we are.
Yes.
So I press the right arrow to get to yes, and I'll press the up arrow now.
Copyright 2004, Bavisoft. All rights reserved.
And we're back in Windows. Well, that is an overview of Chillingham from Bavisoft, and I think it's a pretty good game. The story, puzzles, and voice acting are all very good, as are the sound effects, which are very high quality. However, I noticed that in some of the ambient sounds, like let's say when you're in the swamp, it doesn't sound like they're looped properly, at least to me. For instance, you can sometimes hear the sound fade out and then back in again. But other than that, they are very high quality and add a lot of atmosphere to the game. One thing I would like to see added, if possible, is an interruptibility mode, where if you press the left and right arrow keys fast, you'll be able to get to a desired option quickly. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, I'm back in the sound options category of the main menu, and I've turned off the sounds. I'm going to press the right arrow.
Turn background sounds on.
All right, we're on turn background sounds on. Now, let's suppose I want to get to the options option that allows you to get back to the main menu. Well, here's what happens if I press the right arrow key very fast at the moment.
Sound test. Options.
So, as you heard, I pressed the right arrow key very fast, but it didn't jump to the options menu immediately. It just played the sound test option, but I continued to press the key, and eventually it did get to the options option. But I think it would be a lot better if there was an interruptibility mode so that you could press it twice real fast to get to the options part of the menu quickly. I'm giving this game a rating of 8 out of 10, and I can honestly say that I am looking forward to Part 2 of Chillingham when it's released. For more information about Bavisoft and its products, or to purchase Chillingham, you can visit www.bavisoft.com. Again, that's www.bravoalphavictorindiasierraoscarfoxtango.com. That's how you'd spell it in the phonetic alphabet. If you have any comments or suggestions about this review, feel free to contact me via email at kelly@acbradio.org. That's kelly@acbradio.org. For main menu, I'm Kelly Saperja.